Huge crowds are expected in Argentina tomorrow. There are anti-abortion rallies scheduled in cities around the country with the theme, Save Them Both, referring to the unborn child and the mother. As in a lot of Latin America, abortion is mostly illegal in Argentina. It is permitted only in cases of rape, incest, and when the mother's life is in danger. But activists in Argentina say even in those instances where it is legal, it's difficult to get an abortion. The World's Allison Herrera reports on one such case, and I should say this case has some disturbing details, as you're about to hear.
The case of an 11-year-old girl in Argentina who was raped by her grandmother's boyfriend was shocking enough. But when the girl, who is referred to as Lucia, complained to a doctor of stomach pains, it turned out she was pregnant.
Puede acceder a un aborto contemplado por la ley en estos casos.
Local news reports said Lucia and her family wanted an abortion. She was 16 weeks pregnant at the time, and in Lucia's case, it was legal. But several doctors reportedly refused. The provincial health minister intervened, claiming the girl and her family wanted the baby. Authorities stalled for weeks, and 11-year-old Lucia ultimately had to undergo a cesarean section to terminate the pregnancy. Lucia's case is unusually disturbing, but abortion advocates say it's all too common for women in Argentina to be denied access to legal abortion. Andrea Lignan, an abortion rights activist, says it starts with the fact that many doctors aren't trained to do the procedure.
So then when they are actually in the hospital and they get to a woman or a woman arrives that needs an abortion, they just don't know what to do.
She says the bigger issue is that many doctors in this majority Catholic country won't perform abortions.
The government allows them to let their religious beliefs interfere with their professional practice when they should be thinking and doing what's best for our health.
Dr. Virginia Braga, who is based in Buenos Aires, says it's true that physicians are allowed to refuse on religious grounds, but they're required to make a referral to another doctor who will provide one. And that's not happening, she says.
Instead of that, they torture women. They ask women to continue the pregnancy. They don't give information.
In January, there was another case of a preteen rape victim in Argentina who was denied an abortion. Braga says in both instances, the girls lived in smaller provinces where attitudes are more conservative.
For a woman who lives in a small town far from the capital city, it will be always very difficult for her to be helped. And of course, it's always worst for poor women.
Last year, a referendum to legalize abortion was narrowly voted down in the Argentine Senate. The activist Andrea Lignan says that defeat has energized anti-abortion lawmakers. She says they've adopted a new symbol and slogan.
They started calling themselves Save Both Lives. They have like this blue handkerchief, light blue handkerchief that they use because ours, the pro-choice, is green. It has always been green. So now they took this light blue color, and then some of them formed a political party last year also so they can run for government.
But Lignan says the Senate vote has also energized abortion rights advocates, and they'll be working hard to elect people who support legalizing abortion, and not just in cases like Lucia's. For The World, I'm Allison Herrera.